My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 29th of September 2009 and the time is 12:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Mark Ashworth. I'm 43 and I'm from Colchester.
And have you travelled into London especially tonight for your hour on the plinth?
I have indeed enjoyed the wonders of driving around Trafalgar Square and the city several times.
And when you arrived at the square tonight and saw someone up on the plinth, did it look how you imagined it would?
I think so, yes. Although I found it a little bit difficult to actually see from the angle that I was at. So I had been looking on the web beforehand and it was a bit easier to see from that.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Slightly apprehensive now, relieved to get here in one piece, but now I'm just preparing my mind.
Do you remember when you first heard about the project? What was it about it that appealed to you and inspired you to apply?
Been part of a national art project. I've always had an interest in art and it sounded such a great thing to get involved in. If I would have been lucky to get selected, which I did. And there was a lot of excitement about it at work. A colleague told me about it at first and he applied as well, and I got involved in Facebook and all that sort of thing.
And how did you feel when you heard that you had an hour on the plinth?
Quite surprised. It was quite lucky I picked the message up because I only heard about it during a week off, and if I hadn't have actually logged into my email account, my work email account, I wouldn't have picked up the message in time and so I wouldn't have been up there.
And what is your understanding of what the hour is about for each person going up on the plinth?
My understanding is that it represents Britain as a whole society and it's cultural, all the many different ways its culture can be expressed in the form of a position in central London.
And do you think that's what we've seen through the project, from what you've seen yourself? Do you think it is a fair representation of society?
To be honest, I haven't seen enough of it to be able to make that judgment. I haven't had much time to really research it, to be perfectly honest. And I've been looking at it today and it was quite interesting to see the variation. But I would need longer to really to be able to comment on that, I think.
And have you spent a lot of time thinking about your hour on the plinth and what you might do?
No, I came up with an idea and I've stuck to it.
And would you mind telling us how you'll be spending the hour?
I intend to spend the hour, or the vast majority of it, recreating a live version of Rodin's The Thinker. Because it was, partly because it was a spontaneous idea when I got involved in a Facebook forum which said, what are you going to do up there? So I thought of a statue, and I thought, well, I don't really want to do David or something like that because it probably means having to shed some limbs and that sort of thing. So I thought something a bit more discreet, perhaps. And then I thought, well, it does fit in with my profession, which is as a marketing executive, you know, need to get that creativity and spend a lot of time thinking.
Are you able, for the record, to describe the statue to us?
It is a pose of a man in a thinking position with just happens to have no clothes on.
So will you be going nude on the plinth?
Well, as I said, I'm recreating the a live version of it, so it would be remiss of me not to get as close to the original pose as possible, but tastefully, of course.
And what impact do you hope to have, or would you like to have, by going up on the plinth and doing what you're doing?
I'd like to be remembered. I'd like to entertain my friends and colleagues. Really, that's part of it. And if I can entertain anybody else watching or anybody gains inspiration from that, that would be, I would be very happy. Or if it makes anybody happy, if I can do anything to put a smile on anybody's face, That makes me happy, and that, you know, that's what I like to do, really.
Who would you say that you're doing this for, fundamentally speaking?
Who? I don't think the hell of it is an individual, really. I can't say I'm doing it for Britain. Shall we say it that way? I've been selected, so I'm doing my own little bit, my 2,400th representation of Britain.
And what is it that you would like to take away from the whole experience?
A T-shirt. No, the memory of doing it, of being part of I see this project as being, it could be, if you take it around the world, as I believe may have been discussed, it could become as big as like the Olympics or Expo, or, you know, the honour of staging it and being the first, you know, one of the first people to be involved in it, be part of history, really, is very exciting. And if I could be part of that, be part of history, I think that's an ambition.
And following on from that, what does this opportunity mean to you to be one of 2,400 people in the UK doing this project?
It makes me proud. It means I feel part of Britain's culture, but it's hard to say that it doesn't mean, the whole thing doesn't mean I'm special at all, because I'm just part of all the people that are watching. That's what it means to me. I'm part of not 2,400 people, I'm part of 60 million people, and part of representing them. But it is a very proud moment to get involved in.
And you said that there was a lot of excitement at work. What have friends, families, colleagues' reactions been to you getting your slot? Do they know what you're doing?
They certainly do. At the start of all this, when the project was launched, I was actually contacted by a Sunday Times journalist, and I was featured in the Sunday Times in the Pose. Which means that I couldn't really back out of it. So I can say I've been naked in the Sunday Times, which not a lot of people can say. I had an article written about me, written about the project, sorry, in which I was asked a few questions, less sort of intensive than this. So my colleagues saw all that, and that created a great deal of excitement, the prospect of me possibly being on it. And then I got emails saying, "New York, you haven't been successful." And then when I was on it, it was like, oh my God, you know, that everyone's wondering if I'm actually going to do what I say I'm going to do.
And have the Sunday Times been following you while they cover what you're doing tonight?
The journalist did contact me, but I haven't been able to sort of get onto Facebook to respond to him until yesterday. So I replied, but he hasn't got back to me. So I don't think he'd be there. If he picked it up, then he would have been. Maybe after I've been on, he can follow it up, because if he can go back over the footage or something, it'd be interesting.
So you mentioned earlier your work as a marketing director.
Executive. No, nothing so lofty. No.
Executive, and you said that it was fairly creative. What is the work that you do exactly?
We call ourselves a sales promotion agency, but we also the company I work for, we come up with creative ideas for promotions, and I primarily get involved in putting together dining or activity promotions for national newspapers. So it would be, if you see, I don't know, eat out for £10, I would have gone out and recruited all the restaurants and all that sort of thing. So I deal with talk to a lot of restaurateurs, and we do kids' activities and all this sort of thing, just getting together different sort of things and giving special offers in the newspaper, really.
And how did you get into that line of work?
I just started there temping, to be honest, and just ended up getting involved. I was brought up as a scientist, so all my education was involved in science, and I used to work primarily as a chemist and that sort of thing. Not chemist as in boots, but as in a laboratory side of things and production management and that sort of thing. And then I just started working for an agency, just temping, just data processing, and just kind of got asked to help out in the account management department, and just sort of carried on from there, you know, just used my brain.
And what triggered that change?
To be honest, it was a bit of a difficult phase in my life, and I was researching, actually getting a job abroad at the time, and a few sort of family bereavements and that sort of thing, and then when I got over that, then my daughter came along. Well, sort of I was put in a position where I couldn't sort of travel away again. It's quite a long story, really. You could make a film out of some of the stuff I've been through.
And is it something that you enjoy doing now, your work? It's very different to the science, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but the same as wherever, most places of work, I work with a great bunch of people, and that's the most important thing. And I think it's what this project's kind of about, is people, isn't it? And you can't beat, you have to have a great team around you, don't you? And the team has to be different, but you can be different and all pull together and create as one.
And would you mind telling me what are some of the things that are important to you in your life now?
Well, obviously my family, and surviving, really. Trying to bring up my daughter. I've got an autistic daughter, so that's challenging and rewarding at times. And having a wife my wife's from China originally, got quite a complex background, and that's quite challenging as well. So that's important to me. And sport's important to me. I like paying attention to what goes on there. The agency I work for, we do fantasy games as well, so we get involved in a lot of sports chat, and art. I'm interested in like loads of things. I can get interested in an awful lot of things. So they are fairly easygoing. You know, I like the countryside. I like the city. I like culture, and I like high culture. I like football matches. I wouldn't want to denigrate them, but I like football. A bit of a chameleon in that respect.
And have you ever taken part in arts projects or events before?
No, not at all. I was hoping to do something with the first site project in Colchester or get involved, but we my family haven't really got time to do such a thing. It's as easy as just an hour, rather than taking time out each week to come up with things. But I like the idea of getting involved in something creative.
And what has your experience of this project been like so far?
Yeah, it's been very good. I haven't had an awful lot of experience of it. Obviously the phone calls, and I didn't really have a chance to look at the website, to be honest. I registered my profile and all that kind of thing, but didn't really revisit it until this morning when we had a look at what was going on and see what was going to happen, because I've been so busy over the summer and everything. It's been pretty difficult to get involved, but I've seen bits and pieces, obviously, in the media.
And thinking back to your profile, do you remember that you were asked to put three words that describe you? Do you remember what you might have put and why?
Well, I remember the words. It's a bit of a bit random, because it was whatever comes into my head at that particular time. I only discovered today I spelled unconventional wrong, but that's nothing new when you're typing that sort of thing. I wish they had spell checker on on profiles, but I put unconventional suicidal fish.
Any reason for those three?
No, fairly random, I'm afraid. They're not an awful lot of thought went into it. Like I said, I was fairly busy at the time. Oh, in fact, I was incredibly busy that week. I had the week off and I had to do so much work. Not only work, but working at home. So I took some time off to, because my wife and daughter had been away for a while, and I had a lot of, because I'd been doing so much work at home, while I was at home, I didn't have time to do all the things I needed to do at home, so I needed to do all of that. So I really didn't. Oh, and the other, that's why I spelt it wrong, because I was using that laptop, because my PC wouldn't work. I couldn't get my PC to turn on, so I was having to use the laptop, and it takes me twice as long to use those little keys and that horrible little mouse thing.
Okay, great. Well, is there anything else that you would like to tell us or add to the interview before we finish that we might not have asked you about?
No.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.